Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Steve?
Yes.
Hi, Steve. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm all right. So I was just about to ask you guys. You guys don't work. You're not Google employees. You're a separate company that pushes my name up on the Google search list, right?
Right. Well, we're partnered with Google, so we're actually calling you out of Orange County in Southern California, and if you look us up, we're right next to Google. I have Google certifications myself, so you have to get educated on the Google certification in order to actually run these placements, and then Google oversees our operations.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course. So I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives about listing SCD Pro Services on the first page of Google to help generate some traffic for your company and some exposure?
Yeah.
Okay. He asked me to come on the line to go over pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the cost?
Not yet. I don't have any questions yet. I'm assuming it'll be, you know, the listing will say what I want to be doing as far as work goes, and it'll be right up there when someone searches Google, and so that's my understanding of it.
Yeah, I mean, to put it in simpler terms, there's a lot of things that we have to do in order for you to have that placement and have that placement consistently.
I don't doubt that. I'm sure I couldn't do it, you know, but,
But it's a great thing to have. I mean, everybody uses Google nowadays. About 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't go past the first page. So, you know, we're putting you 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they make a buying decision. It's actually so profitable that companies like the one you're using now, Home Advisor by Angie's, actually use Google advertising like this in order to get the leads they're selling to you. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're a reseller. So they put themselves up there and they put a note on there. It tells the customer, hey, we'll connect you with like 3 or 4 guys. And so usually if you're price shopping or looking for a good deal, you could click on that and then you could kind of go through them. But what they don't explain to those homeowners is that they're charging all of you a lead fee even if you don't get the job, which is kind of a pain in the neck. A lot of times you guys end up paying these lead fees for things that don't necessarily turn into business for you.
Love that. Yep.
Right. So the workaround to that would be to list yourself independently on the first page, but you can't always do this. You know, you have to have a spot available to do that. So that's why we're reaching out to you now is we have the availability, and this would basically cut out your middleman and allow people to call you right off the first page of the search results as a live call without being subjected to a lead fee for every call.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure you can see the value in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So as far as cost, it's all month to month. We don't require any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. With us developing a Facebook ad for you as well, I don't know if that's something that you actually want to opt into, but...
I don't know. I know a lot of people go on Facebook, but I'm not one of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can keep it simple for you. I mean, if you just want to focus on the first page placement for 15 keywords and up to a 30-mile radius, I could do it for $249. If you want to cover the 50-plus mile radius, we would have to incorporate Google advertising, and then that number is going to jump to about $449. So it really just depends on the service area that you're looking to target as well.
Yes, 30 miles from like the center of Rapid City, is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. So Google actually sends you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. And it's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it. And then, obviously, once we get that number back, that's going to mark your address as the center location. So it would literally be from your headquarters.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to do a remote with the 30 miles to just see how it works out. If it's profitable, that's turns out to be something I definitely do a lot more of.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable form of online advertising for the last 15 years. I mean, usually people don't, you know, jump on Google and start looking up, you know, epoxy seal coatings for fun.
I do.
You're the only one.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah, right? So what I got to do is I got to create your Google business profile, and we'll submit that verification letter, get that going. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive that. Like I said, I'll need that 5-digit code when it comes in. But I'll also schedule your client interview. We could do that later today or tomorrow, and that's where we'll customize the campaign. So we'll go over, like, the exact service area. I know it's 30 miles, but you could kind of cookie cutter it if there's places you don't want to go or a place you want to put a point of emphasis on. And then they'll go over the keywords with you too. So we only list you for 15 keyword terms or services at a time. I know there's a lot of different things we could list you for in your industry, but we want to target the ones that are going to be, you know, your bread and butter, are the most profitable for you, but also the ones that are getting the most traffic at the same time. So we're going to have to collaborate on that during the client interview. But what do you think would be a good time to do a client interview?
You said today at some point, maybe today, 4:30? I'm actually kind of working right now, but if that, yeah, you know, that would be good for me.
Okay. Let me pull this up real quick so I can give you exact time. They usually ask for an hour window. We're in California here, so we're about an hour behind you.
It'd be 3:30 your time, which is fine. I mean, you can call me at 3:30 your time or
Well, what I was gonna ask is if you were available between 4 and 5 your time, because I have a 3 to 4
right,
available.
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect. Because they want a full hour window. They don't want me to schedule it in a 30-minute increment. They want to make sure we have enough time to go over everything, and if you have any questions, we make sure we get those addressed.
Okay, great.
All right, perfect. And what's your last name, Steve?
Dahlgren, spelled D-A-H-L-G-R-E-N.
D-A-H-L-G-R-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. Dahlgren. And I'm assuming Steve is short for Steven, right? But you go by Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And Steven with a P-H.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. I'm like, is it traditional or you do the P-H? All right. Perfect. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
The business email address is scdproservices.com. Oh, Steve at SCD Pro Services. I'm sorry. Steve.
No problem.
I mean, Steve at scdproservices.com.
Okay. Gotcha. And you said you didn't want to opt into the Facebook advertising right now.
I don't know. Do you think Facebook is worthwhile advertising on? Yeah, of course.
It would only make $100 difference to add this service, and we actually do all the hosting on it, and we do a biweekly posting on it as well. So we actually create the ads, maintain them.
Yeah, so they do everything. It'd be about $350 a month with the Google and the Facebook. There's no contract or anything canceled after that.
Right, it's always month to month.
Yeah, I think we'll... Yeah, we'll hold off on Facebook. We'll just hold off on the Facebook one.
Okay. Well, if you ever change your mind, what I'm going to do, too, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, so that way you guys have a direct point of contact. And then just call in. The deal I'm giving you isn't normal to our pricing structures online. But if you call me directly, I'll make sure to honor it for you, and I can get you guys the Facebook advertisement going.
Okay. Oh, my wife's got a question.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
So, is there, like, do you have any, like, I don't know, statistics or averages, like, when you advertise on Facebook, like what the hits are on that usually, or, you know, how do you
work? Yeah, so, I mean, I'll be honest, it's It's not going to perform, Amanda, in the same way as Google does. I mean, Google's the number one search engine in the world. So, you know, from my clients who are on the campaigns with Facebook, I would say about 85% of their customers are coming directly off of Google, about 10% coming off of Facebook, and 5% coming off of the Bing search engine.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I would just say Google then.
Yeah, I would agree. Just do the Google. Yeah.
But it does always make a difference, you know. I mean, if you think about an extra $100 per month, if Facebook is able to bring in one or two new jobs every month, you know, that's pretty significant for the kind of work that he does. You know, you guys could still generate a good return. So that's why I was telling him, we could start out like this at $249, just do the Google listing, because that's the one that's based on availability. We can't just put you on the first page of Google anytime. And then if you guys want to add it later, you could always call in and we can add it or upgrade the package.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll start like this. And then what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
It's 13736 47th Avenue West. That's in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay. Got it. 57702?
That's right.
Okay, and if Amanda can hear me, just so you know, because I don't know which one of you two checks the mail, okay, but there's going to be a postcard that's coming to this address. It'll say Google on it. It'll also say SCD Pro Services, and there's a little number on the back of it. It's a little five-digit number. It's called your Google verification number. You guys only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Once you're Google verified, you stay Google verified. You have all your reviews up there and everything, but I need that number when it comes in. So I sent over my number in a text, and then we're also going to contact you guys around the same time that it comes in, but try to get that to us as soon as possible, because we could do all the legwork on this and get it all up and running, but if we don't have that PIN verifying you with Google, we can't actually post it up there, and that kind of would defeat the purpose. So try to be mindful of that, okay? Okay.
Understood.
All right. Very important. And then you're also going to get a message asking for some photos too, if she could help with that as well. The photos are things pertaining to the business. So it's part of an advanced verification. It's not just a regular verification that you guys will have. And it's going to add a lot of credibility. It lets the customers know, like, hey, these guys are trusted. We've done our research. We looked into them. We'd hire them ourselves. So they're going to ask you for photos, things of like tools and equipment, work vehicle with a license plate. If you don't want to provide the license plate number, you could always like cover the number as long as it has the state in it. It's totally fine. Business license and insurance, if it's required in your industry and in your state, a business card, business registration, an invoice, and maybe a photo of the workplace. Okay. If you guys work from home, you don't have to submit that one either. You just want to do as much of it as possible. Okay. So I'm going to send that over in an email. So that way you have it all in black and white. Step by step, and if you're ever having issues with it, share my number with her, or you call me yourself, Steve, and I'll walk you guys through it.
Okay. Hey, one quick thing.
Sure.
You mentioned the sealing and coatings and epoxies and stuff. So that's
yes.
My California business. In South Dakota, I'm doing remodeling stuff, so like bathrooms and kitchens and room additions, that sort of thing.
Copy that. Okay. So that's why we have the client interview. You're in a GC category, actually. So in that, you're going to have tons of different keywords or services that you're eligible to be listed for. The remodeling is obviously in there as well. But that's the point of the client interview, because we only list you for 15 of them at a time. So you'll have the ability to specifically select what you're being found for. We want to make sure you're always up there for qualified services. You know, I don't want you getting calls for anything that would be wasting your time or that potential customer's time who's doing the search.
Great. That
okay.
Sounds great.
Yep, and I got that locked in for this afternoon between 4 and 5 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Okay. I'm going to send you.
You were John?
Yeah, I'm the director here. Yep, and I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to that client interview. I'll also text you 1 hour before, okay, just as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, please let me know. You know, I can get it rescheduled as soon as possible, but just let me know.
Yep, will do.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then,
I got your text.
Beautiful. Yeah, that goes straight to me. Obviously, if you call back in the next 30 minutes, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to go to lunch, but after that, you're good. I'm usually at lunch from 12 to 1 your time, so this is about our lunch hour, but I stayed in to cover you guys. All right, so go update.
Okay, all right, well, thanks, Sean.
Yeah.
Go eat.
Yeah, no problem. So the last thing we got to do, though, Steve, before I let you go, I got to secure that first month's payment of the $249. How did you want to do that?
I'll give you a MasterCard number.
Okay, is it under, it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay, let me add the business name.
Well, the business name on this card is SCD Caulking, which is my business in California, so that's not my business here. But my name's ahead of that, Stephen Dahlgren, so it should work.
Okay, I'm going to send the invoice over, and the invoice will reflect SCD Pro Services. That way you guys can write it off later. Does it have a middle initial on your name?
No, not on the card, no.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. And then is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Steve.
5592.
5592.
Yep, 5700.
5700.
0291.
0291.
2587.
2587. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March of 25.
March of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
970.
All right, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything you don't understand or agree with, you stop me, okay?
Yep.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
SCD Pro Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Stephen Dahlgren. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Steve, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what you're already doing. It's just saying if you're going to add anything after today, disclose it with us so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we already have we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Yeah, I'm on Angie's list. That's it. So I'm not planning on doing anything else.
We talked about that. I'm going to steal you from those guys, to be honest, like a month or two of this, and you'll probably wind up leaving them anyway.
Sounds good.
Yeah. No, I don't think you'll go back to paying for every single lead when you could have people call you live. It's usually better anyway. I hate having to check my phone for those leads. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you're first starting out because there is a setup period and getting your verification, client interview, everything up and running. But it says your payment for the initial... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just, in my head, I was thinking 3 months. I'd give it 3 months. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we do, I could actually go over this now. I mean, okay, so don't feel obligated to jump into this, but I'm just going to throw it out there, okay? It's just going to save you a little bit of money. We have a 3 month prepay option. If you want to opt into it, you could do 3 months for $700. It's not going to save you a lot of money, but it's about $50 less than what you're slated to pay now.
Let's do that.
You want to do that for
$700? Yeah, I have to give my card information again.
No, I already have the billing information. I'm just going to adjust the package.
All right.
So let me just update it here. All right. Boom. This one. they'll actually provide you, when you opt into the prepaid too, I just noticed this, they'll give you $200 worth of Facebook ads if you do a 3-month prepay.
Okay, they're giving them to me. I'll take them.
Yeah, extra $200. They just want to maximize your exposure in that quarter, so that's why they throw that out there as a promotion. So that way, if it lands a couple extra jobs, then we're more likely to end up working with you long term. So, you want to opt into that?
Sure.
Okay.
It's not a recurring charge, though, is it?
No, so it's $300 for 3 months, but it does state that if you want to keep it going with the Facebook ads, that the bill will actually be $299, not $249. So that's also something I needed to disclose with you. So like right now, if you pay $700 for 3 months, your next bill is not going to be until the end of September, September 22nd. At that time, unless you opt into another 3 months prepay, it'll be set up to automatically renew at $299. If you don't want to do the Facebook ads, it'll actually go even lower. It'll go down to $199.
Okay. All right. All right.
You want to do that?
Yep.
Okay. So let me opt into it here. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be June 22nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $700 as part of a 3-month prepay option for our Google Places local listing, as well as $200 going towards your Facebook ads as part of a promotion. It says when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month after that 3-month period, so on September 22nd of 2023, at the discounted price of $299 for that platinum package with the Facebook ads included, unless you call in and opt to switch it. Basically, if you say, I don't want the Facebook ads, the bill will be $199 monthly reoccurring for the local service. And it says, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. The 3 months prepay is a non-refundable agreement. They will actually send you a contract for that 3 months, and then it'll switch to month to month. So, sorry about that. The verbiage on this voice verification is kind of like a blanket statement, so I have to fill in and kind of customize it as we go. But is there any confusion on any of this?
No, I think I understand.
Yeah, so it's $700 for 3 months, and then it's going to start automatically renewing on a month-to-month basis unless you contact me before then and opt to do another contract on September 22nd. Okay.
22nd. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. And it says you could discontinue or cancel at any time after the initial 3 months. There's no, like, cancellation fee, penalty, or anything like that, but we do want you to contact us before the next billing date if you are going to discontinue, just so we could stop your billing cycle. I don't think you will, but just full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment now. When it clears, stay on the line with me. You're going to get a full outline of everything in black and white. Okay?
All right.
So that way there's...
I'm sitting in my truck right now. I'm going to start it up, and you're going to go to Bluetooth. So
I've
got to get to a job. Yeah.
No worries.
So just hold on. It might click or something. I don't know.
Okay. If it does, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, it should be... are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, great.
Yep. No, you're good to go. So the payment's currently processing. When it clears, you're going to get a text message and an email. So the text is going to have the outline of the agreement in writing, and then you do have to sign off on it. Okay? I know you're about to get on the road, so I'll try to get through this portion of it quickly, and then we'll be good to go until the client interview at 4.
All right.
Okay. I think you already got one message, though, where Google may ask for the advanced verification photos. Google Business Profile Verified, it says. But there's another one that'll come through. And these are all coming through our customer service line, the 877 number.
Okay. I'm you want to grab the phone?
I'm looking.
Okay.
I think he's texting.
Yeah. Well, I texted and emailed it, either one. And then also, I just kind of unconsciously added Amanda to the profile. So she does have the ability to make changes. It sounds to me like it's your other half over there, so...
Yeah, she's my wife, and she does all that stuff. It was good. That was a good unconscious move to make.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm married too, so I know how it is. I'm like, I don't think my boys would be alive if not for her, because I can't do it all. No, but I added her, so if she ever calls in, we know it's her. We know what account she's affiliated with. I do only have your number down, though. Did you want me to add another line for her?
Sure.
Okay, this isn't for customers to contact. This is just in case she calls in, and that way we know that this line is also affiliated with the account. What's her phone number?
It's 408.
Okay.
309-1063.
Okay. Insert. Okay, awesome. And then you could also save my number as well, Amanda. Like, if that pin comes in and then Steve's, like, out in the field or something and you need to give that number, just feel free to, you could text in or text it to me or call in with it, or if you guys need help with anything moving forward.
That doesn't work because I don't know what your Google
is. Yeah, we're having trouble here. I don't know what my Google password is. We're trying to,
password.
Figure that out. Yeah, it's asking for a Google password.
Oh, you already shared. He signed it.
No.
No? No, there shouldn't be any password requested. No password.
Sign into Google there.
The sign into Google there is.
No, so that you're on the other link for the Google verification. Did you click the one that says Google Business Profile Verified, like Steven, to get your Google?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. So that's not what we're looking for. Here, I'll manually send it over to you. That's for later on. We're going to send you the username and password at the end of your client interview this afternoon. There's also an app that you could download, and you guys could also change the UN and password to whatever you like, but that's just a tool to help us make sure you guys aren't missing opportunities. Like if he's missing calls, it'll still save all their information in that tracking system, so you guys can call them back when you're available. You could request reviews from customers through there. And then again, obviously, if you guys are having any trouble with it, you could call in. We have 24/7 customer service. We walk you through it too. But what I was trying to show you was the outline of the agreement in writing. So I resent it to you now. You should have a text in there. It'll say, Steven, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. All right.
That's it. So you could take your time with it. You guys are good to go. As long as that's signed off on by the client interview at 4 o'clock, there should be no hiccup there. At 4 o'clock, I'm going to call you first, Steven, and I'm going to introduce you to a client interview technician, and then they'll take the line from there and walk you through the rest of the client interview process, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, but I'm still here with you. I'm here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard, so 8 to 5 your time. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you are Amanda. Don't hesitate to call. I want to make sure everything's working for you guys until I see you're getting a good amount of clients and everything and you got the hang of it, and then I'll back off and let you do your thing, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. Yeah.
All right, Steve. You drive safe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.